Welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 4th of September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. My spirit faints within me, my heart within me is desolate. I stretch out my hands to you, my soul gasps for you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. We pray that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, were to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared. My soul waits for the Lord. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than the night watch for the morning, more than the night watch for the morning. My soul waits for the Lord. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. My soul waits for the Lord. Father, we commend to your faithful love those who are crying from the depths. Help them to watch and pray through their time of darkness. Ensure hope of the dawn of your forgiveness and redemption through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not raised in haughty looks. I do not occupy myself with great matters, with things that are too high for me. But I have quieted and stilled my soul, like a weaned child on its mother's breast. So my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, trust in the Lord from this time forth forevermore. O Israel, trust in the Lord. Eternal God, calm and quieten our souls, keep us humble and full of wonder and trusting as we live in your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O God, but be not far from me, O my God, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit. As we come to the end of the day, let us contemplate and give thanks for the little joys that we receive, for the ordinary things that we see around us, for the wonders of nature, for the changing season, for the changing of night and day into night, for sunsets and sunrise. Calm, Lord, those who are distressed or anxious or unable to let their worries go. Be with those whose sleep is disturbed by the worries and anxieties of the day. Comfort those who live on their own and long for normal social interaction. We give thanks for those who are involved in finding a cure for COVID, for treating COVID, and for research for COVID. Be with us all as we watch and pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.